The two most commented stories on Hacker News today aren't product launches in any traditional sense. They're policy announcements dressed in technical clothing. GPT 5.6 Sol from OpenAI scored 1,054 points and accumulated 1,114 comments. That's the largest comment thread we've seen in weeks. And the companion story about Anthropic's Mythos model being released to trusted U.S. organizations scored 461 points with 565 comments. Together, they represent something the tech industry has been slowly approaching for about 2 years, the moment when frontier AI access becomes a matter of national security gatekeeping.
Let me be precise about what's actually happening here, because the framing matters. With GPT 5.6 Sol, The Washington Post is reporting that OpenAI has agreed, or been structured in a way, that the U.S. government will vet who gets access to this model. That's not OpenAI's standard enterprise sales process with some extra compliance paperwork. That's a fundamentally different distribution model, one that looks more like export control than consumer software. And with the Anthropic Mythos story from Semaphore, we're seeing a parallel track. A powerful Anthropic model released specifically to what the report describes as trusted U.S. organizations, implying a clearance-like process.
From a business and political economy standpoint, this is a remarkable moment. The U.S. government has spent decades trying to figure out how to regulate technology companies, and the frameworks kept failing because the products moved faster than legislation. What we're seeing now is something different. It's not legislation. It's access control at the distribution layer. OpenAI and Anthropic aren't being told what to build. They're being told who can use what they build. And both companies appear to be complying, which raises its own set of questions about the commercial incentives involved.
Right. And the HN comments on the GPT 5.6 story are wrestling with exactly this tension. There's a contingent arguing this is a reasonable national security precaution. Frontier models at this capability level potentially have dual-use applications serious enough to warrant oversight. There's another contingent that sees this as the beginning of a capture dynamic where government access controls become a competitive moat. If you're a Chinese AI lab, or a European one, or frankly any non-US entity, the message being sent is the most powerful models will be American, and access to them will be politically mediated.
And that has direct geopolitical implications that we should name clearly. This is essentially an AI export control regime being built through voluntary cooperation rather than statutory authority, at least for now. The precedent, once established, is very hard to walk back. We saw this with semiconductor export controls. They started targeted and narrow, and within 18 months became one of the most sweeping technology restrictions in U.S. history. The question isn't whether today's AI access controls will expand, it's how fast.
The technical preview of GPT 5.6 Sol itself is worth discussing, though details are deliberately sparse. The name Sol suggests this is positioned as a reasoning-heavy model. OpenAI has been using astronomical naming conventions to signal different capability profiles. The HN community is parsing the benchmark numbers carefully, with several comments pointing out that the evaluation methodology matters as much as the numbers themselves. One recurring theme: the model apparently shows strong performance on mathematical reasoning tasks, which connects to a separate story we'll cover later about AI's relationship with formal mathematics.
I want to add one business angle here. Anthropic's Mythos being released through a government-mediated channel is actually a significant commercial signal. Anthropic has been positioning itself as the safety-first lab, and working closely with U.S. government institutions fits that brand positioning. But it also means Anthropic is accessing a procurement pipeline, government and defense-adjacent contracts, that could be enormously lucrative. This isn't just idealism. There's real revenue attached to being the trusted provider in a security-conscious access control regime.
One thing the Hacker News community flagged that I think is underappreciated: the precedent for non-US developers. If you're a developer in Germany or Brazil or India who's been building applications on top of OpenAI's API, and the next generation of models requires US government vetting to access, what does your product roadmap look like? This is where the gap between open weight models and closed source models which is the subject of a separate HN story today, becomes not just a technical question, but a strategic one.
Which is a perfect bridge to our next segment, because DeepSeek's inference optimization announcement and the broader discussion about the open versus closed source LLM gap are directly connected to the governance stories we just covered. The more access-controlled frontier models become, the more important open alternatives become, and today's HN has significant news on that front.